Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast, and I am Deshaun.
And I'm Asania.
Awesomeness.
Awesome, yeah, Asania.
How's it going in Asania's world?
Oh, man, when I can shake whatever this illness is, it'll be so much better. I'm just trying to shake whatever this is.
That word illness sounds so bad.
Okay, this...
I don't know.
I'm sick. I don't know. This virus. I don't know. Virus sound worse than illness.
Illness.
I'm ill.
Right. Oh, shit.
I guess. That's messed up, right? How would you phrase it then?
This little bug.
Okay. Bug. When I get over this bug that I got.
Right. Illness.
Illness. My
daughter. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why. But it happened.
But yeah.
It just did.
Yeah.
It's going down. I hope y'all feeling good this morning. I hope y'all feeling better than me. But,
right.
But I'm not claiming it, so I'm going to shake it sooner or later.
I feel good, though.
Well, at least one of us feel
right.
Doing good.
Yeah, that's what's up. I am in good spirits, usually.
What's going on with you?
I mean, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I mean, it's nothing like extra or anything. I just, you know. I'm good.
You're just good.
Yeah, I'm just
good. What's your regimen when you wake up in the morning to make sure you stay in the mind frame and feeling good?
I pray every morning.
Every morning?
Mm-hmm. Every single morning.
Do you have a time frame or do you pray on the same stuff? Or?
I usually pray about the same stuff. It's usually the same things. I have this list that I read every morning.
So like a list of affirmations and positive words?
Now that changes. Yeah. That changes every day. Not every day, but it'll change with the season. Depends on what's happened in my life. But yeah. And that's all.
That's the only thing.
Ain't no hardcore stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. It's a little inside joke.
Right.
Y'all had to be here to see it. But, okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. What's your morning regimen?
I roll over and I grab my cell phone.
I be doing that too. Yeah, I do that too.
And then I lay and play my cell phone after I check Star Wars. I'm not saying it's a good regimen, but this is
Star
my regimen.
That's like
it's an app on my phone.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm an app here. Roll and play Star Wars, and then I look, and I realize 30 minutes have passed probably, and then go to the bathroom. And then that's it. See, I never thought about like getting up and praying. That's not something that I did.
But you know what? I be on my phone too, though. So I want it to sound like I'm not.
And I think that's such a bad thing that like your phone is the first thing we go to now.
But I do try to spend as less time as possible on there. Because I know if I get on there, especially with me not having like a job.
Yeah,
it can turn into like...
Rabbit hole.
I try not to get on that.
YouTube is the one thing you don't want to go to the first thing you get up.
Right.
In your phone, man.
Same thing with Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook too, because, man, them feeds come in so fast, you look up 45 minutes have gone.
Right.
You got on something on Facebook, so.
Exactly.
Oh, trust me, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense. Maybe getting up and praying and reading my list. See, that's what I'm trying to really get back into the groove of. I fell off. My wagon.
Mm-hmm.
But getting up and knowing exactly what you're doing when you get up.
Right.
Instead of just getting up and being like,
Right.
Freestyle my day.
Right. I've always prayed, but I just feel like I really need to because I need like some type of protection because I be driving Lyft. And I do. I be feeling like I need to pray. Because I need some type of spiritual warfare to help combat everything that's going to come into my car.
I thought you were talking about like when a spiritual level. That's real spit though. Did you used to do that when you waited tables?
I did. But I wasn't as strict with it. Like if I didn't have time and I was running late, I would just. But now just because I can leave when I want to leave, I can like make it in. But if I was late for work and I had to be somewhere, I would like, you know, just go. But yeah.
Okay, I thought you like the sense where it's like I need protection against these crazy ass people that I'm come in contact with. Well, when I'm picking them up.
That too. It'd be because, but that's not like the only thing I pray about. Like, all right, thank you so much. Let me just make sure my lip riders are okay today. Thanks, bye. I do pray about a plethora of things. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely include that though.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
At least you put that in. You know, you put that time and energy. Do you pray before you go to sleep?
I don't. Because I feel like I want to make sure I'm giving a good prayer and I don't want to be tired praying. So.
I wish y'all could see my face right now because I'm giving a real. Yeah, I'm giving that WTF face.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like.
So you feel like if you do a prayer when you're not 100% alert,
yeah, it's not as it'll genuine, be a lazy prayer.
You feel like it's a lazy prayer.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're not evoking the correct
energy you need to get quality prayer. So you can say the right things, feel the right things. You don't want to be like rushing through your prayer. That's how I feel. Yeah.
I respect. Yeah, I've kind of fucked up all my friends, but I'm kind of effed up all that one. Right. But okay.
That's just for me.
I mean, I know what you're saying, though, because if you're not paying attention, you may not even make it through the whole prayer.
Or you just may be thinking wrong, incorrect things, won't be focused. That's me. Now, I don't know. Other people may pray. You know, people do what they do, but I like to pray in the morning.
That's real spirit.
I like to pray in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. So you pray once a day?
Pretty much, yeah. I talk. But like one, like
you do the little bitty prayers.
The little bitty. What are those?
When God blesses you for something or something like that, you be like, "Thank you, God. Thank you for this."
Do I do that? I do sometimes. I do.
And I want to be in it. Yeah. Cynical because Carmichael showed him made fun of that.
Oh, did they really?
Because he told his mom that Muslims are way more devout than she was as a Christian, and she was like, "No. I'm devout, you know, I'm dedicated to my Lord." And he was like, "Well, Muslims pray 5 times a day, daily." And she was like, 5 times? So he's like, "Well, I pray more than 5 times a day.
And she was counting those little prayers?
Little bit of prayers.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. I mean, they count.
You got it, they count?
She said, they count.
Right. You include the little bitty prayers.
I try to say my affirmations more than once a day.
Well, you're supposed to say it 3 times. You're supposed to say it when you wake up, midday, when you're halfway through your day, and at nighttime before you go to bed, so you can go to sleep with that positive thought process. Right. I think that's it. Yeah. Go ahead.
But I sound like I'm all organized and stuff, but oh gosh, I am in my head.
But at least you do it, and you got something. You know, you got a foundation to start from.
Right.
Cool. Thinking somebody like for me, meditation is something that I'm trying to really get like. Make a regimen, like make something that I do on a daily basis, and it's tough, especially depending on what kind of mind frame you're in. And I see meditation the same way you see prayer. I kind of feel like they're one in one, you know. So the fact that you get up and do it, and you try to stick with it, excuse me, I commend you for that.
Yeah,
because it's tough. It's real tough.
Yeah.
Kind of parched. So I want to eat some of this ice. Let's go make so many nugs.
I know, right? I mean, you gave a warning.
Yeah, just use this ice ruffle. But what's our topic of the
Depression. Depression.
I ain't gonna lie, I brought that one up. I chose that one. I kind of really want to just touch bases on this because I think it's a serious topic that we don't really have a lot of conversation about. And I don't want to say any particular ethnicity. Just in general, you know, I think we should take it a lot more serious than what it is. I think the biggest reason we don't take it serious because we don't know how to identify it. You know, you just want to think it's just somebody feeling down, sad, or just having a rough time or whatever. And then, you know, African Americans like to use the whole logic of we went through slavery and everything else, so it's a little bit of depression. But I think it's just an unhealthy psychological. I mean, I think it's a psychological imbalance.
What's the definition?
Feeling of severe dejection.
Dejection.
I have to look up.
What's the definition? Definition of dejection.
Y'all Google dejection when y'all look this up. My personal definition of depression is sadness and inability to take care of daily tasks and lack of enthusiasm and emotions in regards to daily activities and things that you used to like. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting. So, I can't really recognize depression. I think a lot of people have that same issue. Because I think in order to fix something, you have to first recognize it. I mean, if you don't
have to be able to identify the problem.
You have to identify it. And I know you are a lot more experienced with depression.
True.
So can you also point out when someone else is depressed?
If I know the person.
Okay.
If I know the person. Or if I've had prolonged exposure to that individual, so you can see the mood swings. Mm-hmm. Like an individual that I was very close to at one point in time, I watched her go from one extreme to the other extreme in the situation. And from watching her go to those two different extremes, and then also watching her actions, you know, she's sleeping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of enthusiasm about getting anything done, like little bitty stuff. Talking about taking a shower, getting dressed, getting out of the bed,
damn,
eating, what you gonna eat today. Not even the big stuff, paying bills. Bills that you were used to paying and you were paying on time. Things that you had a regiment or you were accustomed to doing, you no longer have the energy or the enthusiasm to do. Talking to people, having conversations, anything, sexual activity, so on and so forth.
And it's more than just being tired.
Yeah, it's more than just being tired because, you know, being tired, you know when you're tired, your body's giving out, your body's about to pass out.
Is it like a spiritual tired?
I think it's more of a mental.
A mental tired. Okay.
When you're actually physically exhausted, your body's giving up on you.
Right.
I think the exhaustion from depression is more like a mental state where you can't think straight. You can't develop a healthy thought process. You can't even formulate what you want to do next. When you perform certain activities, there's just no drive. I give you an example for myself personally when I experienced it. Something that I did all the time, which was indulge in video games. I couldn't find the enthusiasm behind them. I couldn't find
the joy.
The joy within playing them. The excitement and adrenaline within playing them. It was just like, it's not even like a bad taste. I was upset.
It's like a blank.
It was just bland.
Yeah.
It's like eating some bland food.
Right.
You're just indifferent about it. You're not upset or pissed off that the food tastes bad, but it's like, okay, you don't even care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shrug. That's interesting.
I think that's why that's one of the things, because the lack of enthusiasm or empathy that comes from people who experience depression, we just take that as them being nonchalant.
Right. That's interesting. So nonchalant and depression are two different things.
Yeah, man. Because
nonchalant is just when
you just chill.
Yeah, you just chill.
Yeah.
But depression, but someone who is nonchalant, it will be difficult to recognize the depression in them.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Yep.
But depression is more so, nonchalant is more so an attitude, because a nonchalant person will still get up and do stuff.
Right. Right.
They personality is feeling. Depression is a feeling.
The actual physical and psychological.
And it affects what you're doing.
Yeah, and it has other symptoms, anxiety, I don't want to say paranoia, but sadness, anger, like just the emotions that stem from depression are way more intense. Because I know somebody was going through it and their anxiety was leaving them in a state of paralysis.
Physically? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So depression can affect physical.
That's where the sleeping comes in. Mm.
That's interesting.
I'm going to be real with you. I had a family member. And I know I won't put our business out there, but screw it. 2 tears in the bucket. We all got issues. When I was young and we used to stay by our house, she used to sleep all day.
Like real life sleep?
Like be in the room, door closed, in the bed. Never understood. I just figured like she was tired.
Right.
But she didn't want to do stuff.
All the time?
It would happen in spurts. Mm. It would be like weekends or something like
and
that.
And she would be really asleep, not just like in the bed, because I don't feel like messing with nobody, but like really like sleep.
She would either sleep or in the bed. And her being in the bed would lead her to going back. So she would either watch something on TV that was holding her attention, and once that wore off, she would go to sleep. Mm. And then wake up and repeat that cycle. And as I got older and started having conversations with my mom about our family members, she broke it down to me, and I started learning symptoms of depression. I was like, yo, this person's been going through it all that time. Right. I never realized that that's what that was. I just thought she liked being in the bed. She was lazy. But it was really that. Mm-hmm. And then she also used to Ropitope, smoke weed.
Do you think there's a difference between being lazy and depressed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lazy is just when...
You don't feel like
you know, you don't. You know what you need to do. You have the energy. You got everything in front of you.
But is that not depression?
I don't agree with it, because depression is you know what you want to do and you actually have drive and you trying to do it. You want to accomplish it. You want to get this stuff done. Right. Where you physically, your mind won't allow you to get up and perform the task.
And lazy is more so...
You choose not to.
You just choose not to. You just like, fuck it. Like, I was supposed to wash clothes today, but...
Yeah, right, you just don't want to wash clothes.
Right.
Well, depression is like, y'all, I'm trying to get up and go wash these clothes. I'm actually making the valiant attempt to get out of my bed and go do this. But my legs and the rest of my body is not responding, and I have no energy to get up and move. And when I try to do it, I can't think straight, or I get... You almost feel sick, or you just feel exhausted.
That's so interesting.
Your whole body just has this feeling of... numbness.
Right. It's almost like an outer body experience of some sort.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever had an outer body experience?
No, have you? Is that being high?
Oh. Nah, this is before I started smoking.
Oh.
I was a child.
How'd this happen, real quick?
Astral plane.
Oh, okay.
You believe you know astral plane?
Like another dimension?
When your spiritual state leaves your physical.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was very young. Mm-hmm. I made this real show very young. And I used to meditate before I really understood what meditation was. And before I had like a whole bunch of psychological stuff that would block my mind. You have to be very clear in thought and at peace. And I used to just sit in the house and meditate. And I was laying on the sofa. And I remember this very clearly. I was laying on the sofa and it felt like a dream. And I thought I saw myself laying on the sofa. And I saw my mom's car pull up from the grocery store. So I knew she was coming home. I was like to get the groceries out the bag. So I got in the mind frame to get ready to do that. And I guess I jumped back in my body. And it's the thing they say when you jump back in your body too fast, it can actually paralyze you. And I remember the whole thing. I remember hearing my mom get out the car. So I remember walking to the car. She got to the door. She's knocking at the door because the groceries in her hand. But I can't pull myself up off the sofa to go answer the door. It took me at least about 3 or 4 minutes before I could get up off the sofa.
But you know what? That's kind of like when, real quick, because we kind of off topic. You know when you have a dream and you be trying to wake up and you can't wake up?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an out-of-body experience?
You might have been having an out-of-body experience and perceived it as a dream.
I have them all the time. Like, you be trying to, like, move, and it's like, you know you up, but it's like you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you get back in, you know you're up, and you're like, you can't. Yeah. You probably don't realize it. You probably had an out-of-body experience more times than you realize, but you just knocked it as a crazy dream.
And I think that's just like depression. I think a lot of times people go through depression.
Oh, nice way to segue. That was a nice segue. That was dope as hell, baby. That was loud, baby.
Nice little pass.
Yeah, I like that.
But I think people go through depression and they don't realize they're going through depression.
That's what they're going through.
And I think also other people don't realize when someone else is going through depression. Like, a family member or a child, you may think your child just like, what's wrong with you?
You having a rough day or having a rough right. time at school.
Like, I don't know. He in his little mood. I don't care.
Right.
But he may be depressed.
Yes. That's why I don't take young people's feelings and emotions lightly. Because, you know, adults like to write off the way younger people feel, teenagers, young adults, and so on and so forth, experience that feeling that they haven't had enough life experience.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
So you shouldn't be stressed about anything, but you never know what a person's situation is, and you should never take, because that's what leads to suicides, because you're neglecting them. And they probably made an attempt to reach out for help, but because it was minimized because of their age or their situation, mm-hmm. and somebody didn't take it serious, they just bypassed them. And then by the time they got to the point where you realize something's wrong, it was too late. They had already taken their own lives. Like, I take that stuff very mm-hmm. seriously. I haven't mm-hmm. been close to anybody who's experienced, I mean, who committed suicide, but just through knowing people and just losing people through death mm-hmm. and just natural causes. Like, that's just rough in general on the other individual. I have a friend who family member took their lives. One of their parents took their life in.
Mm. Oof, that's a hard one.
Yeah. Because you left with so many unanswered questions.
I wish it was impossible to commit suicide.
Yeah, that's a tough one. All right, I'll come back on that one. That's a tough one. I mean, but my biggest thing is, like, what are the triggers, man? It's so many different variations of it. It's clinical, it's postpartum.
And you're talking about depression.
Of depression, right? It's so many different variations and so many different triggers. You know, my biggest thing is I want to start learning the science so I can learn how to, and I also want to learn how to help people who are going through it, not just for myself. You know, I battle with it off and on.
How do you get through it?
I used to just sedate, to be very honest with you. I used to smoke very heavily. Mm-hmm. And escape forms of my video games were my form of escapism. Mm-hmm. So I would ignore it.
So what advice would you give someone who's listening right now who has depression? What should they do to get through what they're going through?
I would say reach out to a trained professional.
Okay.
I wouldn't reach out to a family member or a friend going through depression. Because mm-hmm. they don't have the answers and they're not trained for it. Because they can't help you get to the root of it. Mm-hmm. They can probably give you some emotion. I mean, give you some TLC.
That'd be like putting a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid on it. Real quick. That's it. Because once that goes away, for instance, like, if somebody's depressing, you dating them, and they're not happy with themselves, but they feel good with you when they meet you, that's only going to last for a little while. And then eventually you no longer give it. It's like a drug. It's like a drug. You don't give them that high anymore. So they need somebody else that can increase that buzz or increase that high.
Right.
So you can move on to another drug or another individual.
Right. Interesting. As far as recognizing it, like, how would you recognize depression?
I still say mood swings.
Mood swings?
A person's...
That's not bipolar?
No. I feel bipolar is something completely different. Bipolar is when you really, really up and you like, woo! You know, really hype, and then you down and you either pissed off all the time or you like Eeyore. I really, 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 really sad. Mm. You know, you one of the two extremes. I think, for instance, I wonder if Robin Williams was bipolar. Mm-hmm. I felt his energy. He always had a certain sadness about him. Regardless of what he did, I think he got joy from bringing other people happiness through comedy and so on and so forth.
Right.
But I think there was still an unhappiness deep down inside. I saw it in the movie Toys. He's had a couple of different movies that he did, and I could always see this in him. It was just something in his eye.
But yeah, it was more than just acting.
It was something deeper down in him. If it's somebody close to you, you know.
And you would recommend that if you had a friend or family member who was depressed,
that was going through it,
try to get them to go to therapy as well?
No, that's the thing. You can't get them to go to therapy. A person who's going through depression, I recommend them to go find their own therapist. A person who's trying to help somebody, a friend of mine sent me a list of things that might help you out when recognizing somebody who's going through depression. And it was like stuff like taking him out for a walk, giving me exercise, food, eating. Here we go. I actually found it. Actually, I'll read these out. Ooh, big blank, big pause.
Oh, yeah. Should I talk while you're...
That's up to you.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Depression. I feel like no one in my family has ever said anything about depression.
Nobody talks about it.
Well, someone... I've had a couple of people, mostly just one person, who talked to me about depression. But I have a huge family, and I feel like it's probably more than one person who's depressed. But, is depression something you can hide?
Maybe downplay. So I guess, yeah, if you can hide it, you can right. If you downplay, you can hide it.
Right.
That big pause again.
But and yeah. It comes in severities, right? Like it can be.
It comes in. Yeah, it has different levels to it.
Yeah.
I think I watched this one person transition from being in the bed and not want to get up and go eat. Like, they would start their day at like 1, 2 o'clock in the evening.
That's the question?
Because they couldn't sleep at night. They would sit up with the anxiety all night, and then they would spend all day in bed just... Because it wasn't that they were tired. They hadn't done anything to make them tired. They hadn't been to work. You hadn't been running. You hadn't done anything. You spent the day before in bed. And then you slept all day, and then you got up late in the evening, did a couple of things, and then the next morning... The next day, you did the exact same thing. You spent all day in bed. It says, chances are their room is a disaster and they have lack of motivation to do anything about it. So, cleanliness, physical appearance, help them tidy up. And I've learned that. That's why cleanliness is very important.
So, uncleanliness can lead to depression?
It can be a sign.
Ooh, that's interesting.
It could be a sign. It says do their laundry. Even small chores seem to pile up when a person is depressed, and not having clean clothes won't make them feel any better. So doing stuff like just helping groom, cleaned up the apartment, cooking, trying to cook healthy meals, try to convince them to go for short walks.
Basically, you want to get them moving.
Yeah. Yep. There's a good chance they'll feel good. It's that walking releases certain endorphins when you exercise. If you can't get them outside, at least open a window for fresh air and let some sunshine in, because actually sunshine gives you a certain vitamin
D, right?
D that actually helps with your immune system and also...
All kind of stuff.
Yeah. Prepare a healthy meal with some fresh fruit. Meaning depressed people fall into bad eating habits. My father's recommendation is not to eat any sugar when you're feeling like you're down or you feel sad.
But you have to also watch natural sugar too. Is that right? Because fruit ain't nothing but sugar. So I guess you have to be like...
But yeah. Still, it's not like that processed stuff.
Right. So I guess like processed sugar.
Candy.
Right.
Stuff like that.
M&M's and stuff.
Dang, I never thought about that.
Yeah, because diabetics, they have to watch like all sugar.
Not just like aromatherapy.
Yeah.
Take them on baths, aromatherapy. Write them a letter or a card to read for when they are feeling really bad. Make them a recovery playlist with some of their favorite songs and anything uplifting. Because that's crazy when people depress, you go listen to the worst music that you should listen to when you're depressed. You're going to listen to something that's just going to bring you down.
Goddamn Marilyn Manson. So it sounds like when you activate other senses, it'll do something to your mind. Is that what it is? Like
yep.
Smell, aroma, music, of course. You know, music triggers something in you, usually the right song does.
Yeah, music, laughter, anything that's going to make them feel good.
Right.
Because you know they say laughter is one of the best healers.
Right.
So, you know, And the biggest quote that was given to me is, man, it always gets better. Mm. You know, my mom and I used to discuss, because we knew I had family members who suffered from depression.
Is that our affirmation that always gets better?
I feel like it can be. Mm-hmm. Life always gets better, you know, which makes sense, because it's crazy how, like, when we're going through the storm, we get frustrated and we get, you know, life starts taking a toll, mm-hmm. and we get discouraged and aggravated. And then, and once it's all said and done, you look back on and you're like, yo, it wasn't that bad.
Right. Right.
It wasn't that bad. And you learn something from it.
Right. But so when you in the storm, it be
when
like,
when you storm, you're like, right. Like, whoa. So, but my biggest thing is, man, if you're feeling bouts of sadness where you feel like you don't want to do anything, you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to,
like it's not just a regular sadness, like an unmotivational,
yeah, I'm giving up, right. Like, I don't want to do jack, I'm tired of all this around me, I sleep in the bed all day, I don't want to talk to anybody, I don't want to interact with anything.
Now, what about people who work a lot and are depressed? Can you get depressed and be a workaholic at the same time?
That's tough. I don't know. I think we should find somebody who's a special therapist.
Be somebody who just, like, works all the time?
It could be. Right. To ignore it.
Yeah.
To cope with it. It's a coping mechanism. I feel like we all have our own personal coping mechanisms.
Right.
It should be a two-part conversation. We should come back with somebody who specializes.
Yeah, I know, right? We need a therapist.
Yeah, we need a therapist in here to help us discuss this, but I do believe this
or is... Or a good psych major.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying. You ain't got to be all that. Nobody about to pay these degrees and stuff. You know they cost. I'm just saying. Nobody got time.
But I do think, but the reason I want to discuss this, because this is a serious topic, and with the stuff that's going on around us, mm-hmm. that we're being bombarded with, which is another conversation that we're having in the near future, mm-hmm. how we've been bombarded with so much information, that is almost like a form of brain control, and so much negative information that affects our thought process. I think the state of depression and psychological issues are going to increase, especially when you start looking at, and especially as the economy, if the economy doesn't get better, if wages don't start getting up, it's going to only get more severe. Because when people money ain't right, living situation, they can't feed their families and do stuff like that, they start getting stressed out, and then it starts triggering shit like this.
Yeah, it triggers a lot of stuff. Not just depression.
Not just depression. It's just mental health issues, in general. And people start flipping out and doing crazy stuff. And with our current state, like I said, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, conditions triggering stuff. Yeah, okay.
Conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your light bulb moment?
I don't really have one. I'm going to be 100%. My light bulb moment is acknowledging the signs of depression and accepting it when you have it, and then trying to do something about it.
Mm, that's a good one. I would say my light bulb moment is, I don't want to say the same thing you just said.
But it could be the same thing that I just said, though.
I know, but I want my own.
Oh, it's okay.
My light bulb moment is
come on.
Yeah, I know, right?
You keep leaving them blank pauses. We got to fill it in, because I don't feel like editing that out.
I know. Well, I mean, blank pauses are good. They help you to reflect and to have some time to breathe and stuff to catch up. But my light bulb moment is recognizing depression.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you went deep into that too.
Right.
All them pauses and all them ums.
Right.
I'm going to start singing the Mario Brothers song every time we get a big pause blanking.
Because sometimes you can be depressed and you don't know you're depressed.
Yeah.
So.
I denied it for a minute when I was going through it. I denied it for a hot minute.
But you know what? Sometimes it's the last thing you're thinking about is depression. I feel
like it has such a negative stigmatism on it, that, and I hope that's the correct word.
It's almost like
a negative stigma.
I never thought I would have cancer. I don't have cancer, but you know, it's the last thing you're thinking about. So do you feel like...
But it can happen, though.
It can happen. So do you think that along with the regular checkup to the doctor, you should take a regular...
Psych evaluation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told we had this once before. I really think you should get a therapist to for yourself. Right. A person to go talk to who has a non-biased opinion about you and your life.
Who's an expert in their field. Not just like,
yeah, I want to come talk
to your neighbor.
No, you should go there, because that's the biggest problem. We standing around here passing on our negative energy on to the, like, back and forth to each other through family. Like, no, go talk to this person.
That's what's up.
Go talk to them. Plus, everybody don't need to know your business.
I know that's right. That's another topic, too.
Yeah. Spend it to that one person, that therapist.
Right.
And call it a day.
So, you got any other things you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, we need to make this a two-part special. We need to go find somebody, a psych major, and sit down and talk to them.
Right. I got some people in mind, too.
Yo, son, we're going to make this happen. Besides that, man, love yourself, man. And learn to be happy. And understand that,
You are worth it.
You are worth it. And a lot of the psychological stuff you're not exempt from, and people around you aren't exempt from. So if somebody's reaching out to you for help or a helping hand, you know, don't ignore them. Try to help them find somebody who can help them.
That's what's up.
Assist them.
Well, with that being said,
yeah, we had to liven it up because that was a serious conversation. So I just threw that in.
Made my heart.
Yeah, I just seen it. You look like a pug. Right. The way your eyes was bulging.
By the darkness.
But yo, peace out. I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
Follow us on all different.
Oh yeah, LBM.
LBM podcast. I thought you was gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it.
Well, the white lady said we shouldn't do it all the time at the little convention. But we can still do it. So LBM.
If it was a black lady, would you have listened to it?
Hell no. I'm joking. Jokes. LBM podcast at LBM podcast on everything. True. And at Deshaun Duran and at Awesome Nia.
Awesome Nia 17.
And D-E-S-H-A-U-N-D-U-R-O-N.
Y'all be good. Peace out.
Bye.